Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome and thank you for tuning into In the Arms of the Angels, hosted by Dr. Kai McNeil on Spiritual Connections Radio.
I always like that intro. I think it does a good introduction for you. So welcome, and it's great to have you on the radio. As you know, you're on every Thursday from 8 to 9, so I'll go ahead and hand it off to you.
All right. Thank you, Mark. This is Dr. Connie McNeil. The radio show is In the Arms of the Angels. I am here every Thursday evening on Spiritual Connections Radio between 8 o'clock and 9 o'clock on Eastern Standard Time. At the half hour, I will, if anyone would like to call in, do a free angel card reading for you. If you are not familiar with angel cards, they are a way to connect with the angels and a way for the, it's a tangible way for the angels to communicate directly to you. And I always am amazed on how spot on and how accurate the cards are. So if you are interested in that, then by all means, give us a call. And Mark, I don't have the number. Do you have that number?
I'm sure. Hold on. Let me pull it up. Yeah. Anybody, if you want to call in and actually get a reading, you can call 646-716-9663. That's 646-716-9663.
Thank you, Mark. And I also want to plug my daughter. She is the spokesperson for the lead-in, so it's nice to have my children as collaborators in my work. And I'm very blessed to have my children. What I wanted to talk about tonight was really having bad days. I had several days this week that I just wanted do-overs. Nothing seemed to go right. My attitude and was in the bottom drawer. And even though I know the tools to shift out of them, it is very difficult when you have these days. And it's the kind of days or the kind of months or the kind of years when that the self-help gurus and the positive talk people, they don't really talk about having these really, really bleak, dark, down days. One thing that I do know that Carl Jung said that the only way that you could really enjoy the bright, sunny, fantastic, wonderful, being on top of the mountain days is because you've been in the valley. So part of what God provides for us is contrast, that we get the full array of emotions. And as wonderful as it feels to be on the high, we can only really enjoy that because we know what it feels like to be on the low. So when you go through those times, or when you are in those times right now, there are certain strategies that you can do. And I'll share a few of those with you. But what I do also want to tell you is wherever you are right now is okay. Whatever's going on in your life is a learning opportunity for you. And if you will allow yourself just to ride with it, then you will see the other side. So whether it has to do with health or relationships or finances or all three, if you will just hang on, then you are assured that you will get to the other side, and you are constantly surrounded by the angels. And I will give you some specific angels that you can call upon when you are in this dark time. But just remember that the reason that you're having, you're experiencing such, the reason that you can appreciate how hard it is because you've had moments when it was sunny and bright. So just as everything else in the world cycles, the times when we have to go through the dark side, the shadow side, the bleak times, it's just the way that there's a cycle and almost a rightness in being able to go through the ebb and flow of being in the sunshine and learning how to deal with the sunshine, as well as being in the dark and learning and being able to function in the dark. One of the best ways that I have found, because when I go into my dark space, I can get very depressed and I can get very negative. And one of the ways that works for me and for other people is to focus on somebody else, to make somebody else's day a little bit brighter. And I'm reminded of a story of this guy that's walking on the beach, and it's the tide has gone out, and the beach is covered with starfish. And the sun is going to come out soon. And if the starfish are not in the water, then they're going to die. And there's this little boy. And he's picking up starfish, and he's throwing them back in the water. And this man walks up to him, and he says, "But there's thousands of starfish here on the beach. What do you think you're going to make a difference?" So the little boy picks up a starfish, throws it in the water. He goes, "Well, made a difference to that one." So you're not going to be able to touch everybody, but the person that you do touch, it'll matter to them. And it's a ripple. You'll matter to them. It brightens their day, and they are at a different energetic place where they brighten somebody else's day. So what you do is you cause a ripple. And it can be as easy as opening a door for someone, smiling and saying hi. I remember being in a coffee line one time, and the lady behind me was in a really, really bad mood. She had this look on her face, and you could just tell she was just not in a good place. So when I got up to the front, I gave my order, and then I said, "And whatever she's having." So for, you know, a price of a cup of coffee, this woman's attitude completely shifted. So you can make it, even if you're in the dark, even if you're nursing someone, even if you don't feel well yourself, you can appreciate the care that you're given. You can appreciate your nurses. You can appreciate your care providers. You can appreciate those that deliver Meals on Wheels. You can. There's something that you can be thankful for. And if you focus on how you can make somebody else's day better, it will make your day better, because you will obtain power from being able to shift somebody else's mood. It's a very empowering thing to know that somebody else feels better because of something that you did. Another thing that you can do is, if you're like me, the little voices in my head tell me how bleak and dark and horrible and awful the world is and I am and my situation is and my finances are and my relationships are. There's just the little voices in my head don't give me a break. When they come, and they will, you can just listen to them as you would just let them run. Just let them say what they need to say. Your energy will calm down, and then the voices will start to subside a little bit. But the more you fight them, and the more you try so hard to have these positive thoughts when the voices are yelling in your ear, then sometimes just letting them run their mouth, you don't have to believe it. It's not truth, but you can just let them run their mouth, and then once that energy sort of abates a bit, then you can start throwing in a couple of positive thoughts. It's okay to be where you are. It's okay to have the thoughts that you're having. It's okay. So if you give yourself permission to be in a bad place, then you don't have to make yourself wrong for being there. When the voices tell you what a horrible person you are at a choice point. You can either give in to them and say, oh yeah, you bet you're right, or you can stand in knowing who you really are, and the voices can say whatever they want. But you can stand in, but I know who I am. I know I'm a powerful child of God. I know that I co-create with God. I know this is part of the normal ebb and flow cycle of emotions and energy, and this is part of being in a universe that has an ebb and a flow. So I will just be part of that and know where I stand and who I am. And that way, the voices, whatever they say, they can just kind of run their mouth, and it's easier for you not to break and buckle underneath these little monkey voices that tell you, you know, how horrible you are. Some people are very sensitive to caffeine. Thankfully, I am not, because I love my coffee. But if you are sensitive to caffeine, please do not go out and get you a double latte with a shot. Do not do things that you know are going to ramp you up. So know that for the time when you're really, really low and it's really bad, and you find those things that not only that you need to do, but find the things and discover the things that it's in your best interest not to do. So for some people, you know, going out and taking a stimulant is not a good thing. You don't have to be Superman or Superwoman on the day that you are having a bad day. It's okay to not do your entire to-do list in one day. Some of the Fortune 500 people and CEOs of large companies, they make a list every day of their activities for the next day, and they prioritize them. So they may only put 5 things on the list. and they will not go to number two until they do number one. So on those days when you're having a really bad day, or you're having, a bad week or a bad month or a bad year, prioritize what you need to do. Write it down if you have to. And do not go to number two until you finish number one. What this will do, it will help you maintain some control over your environment on a day when you feel you have no control, and that, you know, everything may even be working against you. So you're not going to be working at your most at your highest level. You won't be the most efficient on those days when it's just a struggle just to get through the door. Find the most important thing to do and just do that. And as you accomplish something, it may help you settle down and see that you can still be productive at a time when, you know, things are just not going well for you at all. And know that generally a bad day only lasts a day, or maybe 2 days. And even if you have been going through an extended period of weeks or months or years of a very trying time, there's times in those trying times when you actually feel a little better and you get more done. So if you're going through just a bad short period of time, a day or two, it's only a day or two. And there's very little that will probably stop, you know, you're not going to stop the world if you don't get your entire to-do list done in one day. And if you're going through an extended difficult time, there are days in those, even in the long run, where you are feeling more energetic and you can get more done. So know that even if you can't do a lot one day, the next day or maybe a couple of days later, you'll be able to catch up. So don't beat yourself up because, oh, gee, I can't even, you know, do my work now, because you'll get it caught up. Watch your blood sugar. A lot of people need to eat and need to rest. And when we are in beat up, when we have our beat up bat and we're knocking ourselves on the head on those bad days, one of the things that we may not do is we may not eat or we may not rest. So as I said earlier, It's just as important to do things to take care of yourself, like eat and rest, as it is to not do certain things like ingesting a lot of caffeine or stimulants. So you are the expert on you. You know how your body feels. The angels will give you intuitive little nudges. You know, you could sit down. You know, it's time for you to eat a snack. You could not work so hard on this particular project and go a little slower. Those are some of the guidance that our angels give us when we're at a point where we're feeling low. And because we're feeling low, we might as well just go all out and beat ourselves up and not take care of ourselves. So what the angels will do is we may get a thought, or somebody may come by and say, you know, you really don't have to work that hard, or, you know, why don't you come walk with me down the hall, or whatever. And it could be messages from the angels for you to tune in. And find the guidance for getting through a tough time. The ebb and flow is normal. The ebb and flow is natural. The ebb and flow is needed because that's the way that the Creator created this universe and this world, that we are in an ebb and flow. So it's not that it's a bad thing to have a bad day or even a bad month, because the angels provide guidance. And sometimes it's not that the angels aren't providing, it's just that we're so low, we may not care. Oh, good, I could feel even worse if I don't eat. Great, I won't eat. It's like having a 2-year-old tantrum. Or like one of my 16-year-olds when they want to just pout and be, you know, a 2-year-old when they're 16. So the angels are going to guide you and give you instruction or encouragement, and there will be a knowing that you're going to get through it. It's going to be okay. God's got your back. If you will align yourself with God and the angels, if you will allow yourself to be open to what the lesson is and what the teaching is when you're going through this ebb and flow cycle. Because a lot of people will tune the angels out. And a lot of people, because it's not going the way that they want, will say, well, I don't want to listen to you because I wanted to have this job by this time. I wanted to be in a relationship by this time. I'm still doing the same old, same old. I want it my way. You're not doing it my way, so I'm not going to listen to you. When you will avail yourself to angelic guidance, you will learn a valuable lesson in how to cope with the little slices of life that are a natural part of being a spirit having a human experience. Because I chose to come into a human body, I am now going to not only experience growth and aging and all the other things that happen when you're in a human body, but also the ebb and flow of just the cycle of the good days and the bad days. When you're having a bad day, don't rush in and try to find every self-help book on the shelf. Don't look at yourself as broken and needing to be fixed. Look at if the angels guide you to a particular book or to a particular person, if you have an intuitive guidance to buy a program off of a website, you can do that, and I would encourage you to do that. But running into Barnes & Noble and pulling every self-help book off the shelf because you think there's something wrong with you is, Barnes & Noble love it because they'll sell a lot of books, but there's nothing wrong with you. You're having a bad day. You're having an ebb and flow in a normal cycle. So if you listen to the angels and you follow their instruction and their lead, they may lead you to a book. But don't just automatically make a mad dash for what do I need to do to fix myself? Because what you're actually doing is, and I've said this before and I will continue to say, We live in an instant society. We want instant answers. We want instant fix. We want instant everything. We don't want to wait. So when we're going through a bad day and we're in the slump, and no one likes to be in the slump, then instead of being in the gray and not knowing exactly how God is going to move us out of this, we want to run and fix it really quick so that we feel all better. But in the quick fix, we lose the lesson and we lose the strength, the inner strength and the spiritual strength and the understanding and the compassion that we have the availability to learn when we allow ourselves just to go through a really crappy time. I understand lonely because I've been lonely. If I short-circuit that or circumvent that or fill up my life with everything in the world so that I don't experience loneliness, I have no compassion for anyone who's lonely. I have no understanding of it. I get very irritable. I get very uncomfortable because if anything that I try to fix really quick is something in me, is a button in me, is a need in me to overcome. So when I am comfortable in my down days and know that I'm comfortable in the slump because I know it's a part of the cycle. I know it's only going to be short term. I know I've got God and the angels on my side. I know that I understand the slump because God has blessed me with really sunshiny, wonderful days. And that most days, I'm really not having a bad day. When I get there, then my days aren't as bad. Because most bad days are because of the I'm not coming up with the word, the reaction. Most bad days are the reaction that I have to one or two maybe minor incidents that I blow out of proportion, or I didn't get enough sleep, or I don't feel good, or I've been going through a stressful time. So bad days are not, bad days can be made better if I have a better attitude toward what I'm experiencing. But until I learn my lesson and until I go through it, I can't experience it in a way that's going to be meaningful to me or help anybody else. And it doesn't further me along in my spiritual growth if every time I go through a stressful, lonely, difficult, bad time, I run somewhere for a quick fix. So sometimes being in the slump is just allowing yourself to be there and learning how to live in the slump. Mark, I have 30 minutes to the hour. So if you want to jump back on and do what you do.
Okay. If it's okay with you, what I'd like to do is just add in a couple other things to that great list you put together about how to work on those areas when you have those tough days.
Sure. I'd love it.
So I think one of the things that I do, and I think this is something I always tell spiritual people, especially if you're empathic, which means you pick up on other people's energy or emotions or feelings, is to always check in when you're depressed and ask the question, is this me or is this somebody else? Because sometimes as empaths or as spiritual people, we pick up on the energies of other people. So sometimes when we're depressed, it's not actually us. So that's the question I always like to ask myself when I deal with some depression. Of course, a couple of my friends have reminded me every once in a while when I call them and say, oh my goodness, I'm depressed. And they say, well, did you ask if George or not? And I go, oh, I forgot to ask. So even I forget every once in a while. I think something else, and I apologize if I missed this, I was kind of screening some calls and everything, is that, and I used this morning because I was kind of dealing with some depression this morning myself, is that you start with one good feeling about something. So I started with some meditation and everything like that. And after you get done with that, then you try to go for like the next thing that might be connected with it as far as another good feeling. And you keep on building up on those good feelings until you kind of pull yourself out of whatever the depression or the situation is that you're dealing with. So I always find that I can tell you that works. I've used it a couple different times. I actually used it this morning so I can talk firsthand about it. So I just wanted to share that with you and with the listeners and everything, because I know those are two things that I've used that actually have helped me quite a bit.
Well, I'll tell you something that is speaking about depression and that may help. A lot of people have clinical depression. So a lot of people have situational depression. Situational is I'm having this experience with my family, and they're really causing me a lot of grief, and I'm really depressed over that. But after the situation goes away, then the mood lifts. There are other people that have what's called clinical depression, in that they tend to suffer with depression more than others. And so when some people have a bad day, it hits that depression button, and it's like, okay, now I can really go down into the slumps. One thing that I did was, because I do have clinical depression, and if I don't, it's a genetic thing that's in my family. But I have learned, those of you out there that have this, I have learned that there are ways to control it. And I do not take medication. I don't take anything at all. But I have learned to control it. And one of the things that I did was I was having an experience, and everything in me decided I was just going to be depressed about it, because this was many years ago, and I was depressed about everything all the time. And I decided on just this one time, for this one event, I have decided I am not going to be depressed. I am going to have a positive outlook on whatever this was. And I don't even remember what it was now, but I do remember making this choice of, I'm just not going to be depressed. I'm just not going to go there. I'm not going to go down the depression road. And I was able to get through that one event, just one, by not being depressed. That was my out. That was the turning point for me, because if I could do it once, I can do it again. Now, for some of us, being on the depression road, or being on the anxious road, or being on the whatever road, the knee-jerk response is going to be, I'm now on this road that I know doesn't serve me to be on here. I'm on my depression road. Some of us may not be able to stop getting on the road, but we can choose how long we stay there. So if your reaction to a bad day, or a bad week, or a bad whatever, is to be in a mental health situation. And this is also what Mark was saying, and I thank you, Mark, for saying that, because I didn't even dawn on me that that for those of us, because we are energetic beings, if we do not surround ourselves with a healing light or a white light or angelic light, we are very prone to pick up other people's feelings. And then we walk away feeling horrible and we can't even put a finger on why. So for some of us, getting up every morning and surrounding ourselves with a white light is going to decrease the amount of negative energy that we pick up from other people. But for some of others of us, when you get on that road, the depression, anxiety, whatever road, you are now at a choice. What do you want to do? How long you want to stay on that road? So, did you have anything else you wanted to add, Mark?
No, I was just going to go into break and just let everybody know you're listening to In the Arms of the Angels with Dr. Connie. And her website is operational and up and running now. So you can go to www.drconniesays.com. .com, right?
.com, yep.
Okay. And, of course, you're listening to this on Spiritual Connections Radio. You can check out our shows, and all the shows are available in the archives if you want to go back and listen to any of them. And you can find out that information at www.spiritualconnectionsradio.com. And if you're ready, Dr. Connie, I have a caller for you.
Oh, cool. All right, I'm ready.
All right, Melvin, you're on with Dr. Connie.
Hi, how are you?
All right, how are you, Doctor?
I'm doing very well. How can I service to you this evening?
Yes, ma'am. I just wanted to see any messages I have for angels or anything that they want to tell me tonight.
All righty. Well, the angels did have you in mind because as I was preparing for this evening, the angels did have, I have several decks that I work from, and I was instructed to use this one particular deck. So evidently there's, the angels can use different, there's different decks that have different cards and different messages. So the, all right, are you going through an experience where you are, let me get off the speakerphone here.
Are you at a experience right now where in your relationships where you feel like your things are not going well for you? You're either fearful or people are pulling a lot of energy from you, anything like that?
Yes. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So one of the things that the Archangel Michael is really good at doing, when we have relationships with people, we develop cords, and they're like little hollow tubes, and they attach from us to other people. And sometimes what Mark was saying earlier about being able to pick up other people's energy comes through these cords, but a lot of times people can zap our energy. Because
right.
they can take from us, you know. So one of the things that Archangel Michael specifically wants to do is cut the cords between you and this individual. It's not going to sever the relationship. It's just going to allow you to keep your energy to yourself so that you're not being drained. And you don't feel so tired.
Oh yes.
So much mm-hmm. of the time, yeah. Because tired is the word that keeps coming into my mind. So, what you can do is you can just ask Michael, because he's the one with the powerful sword, just to come in and just cut the cords. And
then what you're going to do after that is you're also having a lot of negative thoughts, and it could be attached to this relationship, but a lot of thoughts that are not serving you, a lot of thoughts that are negative. So are you familiar with a computer, how you can, you know, alt control delete if the computer freezes up?
Right.
Are you familiar with that?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. This is kind of the same thing where you it's kind of a cancel clear, and what Michael wants you to do specifically is anytime you have a thought or you say something negative, you take your hand and you just kind of wipe it over. You take your right hand and just wipe it over the wrist of your left hand and just say cancel, clear, delete. And it's just like rebooting your computer. So you've got this relationship that's not working well for you. And once you cut the cords, then you can decide how you want to continue with that relationship. But you also have the negative thoughts within you that really they don't have anything to do with the relationship. It may make it worse, but the negative thoughts are being generated within you. Are you following me?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So you're also being instructed to watch your diet. So you're eating or drinking something that's not serving you well. I don't know if you're eating too much red meat. I don't know if you're drinking too much coffee or soda or alcohol. But Archangel Raphael is asking you to kind of clean up your diet a little bit.
Okay, yeah.
And when you do that, that'll help with the thoughts. It'll give you more personal energy. Once Michael cuts the cords, it'll give you more personal energy, but it will also help you have more positive thoughts if you watch your diet.
Okay, yes.
And one last thing is there is a something that is very meaningful for you that you've been praying about. And what God wants you to do is to have some sort of a special place or a special ritual for this particular prayer request. So some people physically write their prayers down.
Mm-hmm.
And I get the sense that it's got something to do with the relationship that Michael wants to cut the cords.
Right.
But write exactly what you want. Tell God exactly what you want, even if you don't think you can get it. Tell him exactly what you want, and then put it in a special place so that you know that God has the prayer.
Okay.
All right. So
yes.
Michael wants to cut the cords, and he wants you he'll help you with your thoughts so that your thoughts are more positive, which will help when you start eating better. But this request that seems to be fairly large for you, God wants you to put that in a special place.
Yes. That's so true. Yes, ma'am.
So, and he also wants you to know they had you in mind when he had me pick out this deck. So.
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome, sir. My pleasure.
Okay. Thank you. Have a blessed night.
Thank you. You too, sir.
Ellen, you're on with Dr. Connie.
Hello, Dr. Connie.
Hello, how are you?
Just fine. Yourself?
I'm doing very well, thank you. How can I help you this evening?
I would just like a message from Spirit.
you just want to get a message from Spirit, is that what you said?
Yes, please.
Okay. Where are you calling from?
New York.
Awesome. Whereabouts in New York?
The Bronx.
The Bronx?
Yes, we spoke before, and you said you practiced for a while up in the Bronx, if I correctly.
I used to live in Westchester County, and I worked in the Bronx.
Yes.
So, all right, let me see. Well, this is no way. Okay. Did you hear what I was saying to the gentleman that just called before you?
Some of it.
Well, you are his twin. Because you need to get his number and call him up and you guys can commiserate, because what's going on with you is similar in that you guys are having thoughts that God wants to make more positive.
Okay.
So again, he's asking you to do the same thing. He's asking you to, like, you reboot a computer.
Yes.
To use positive words, positive thoughts, and even if you have to say cancel, clear, delete, start over, never mind, let's do, you know, backtrack, anything that's going to shift you from having some thoughts that are not as positive because they're dragging you down.
Okay.
Okay. Also, as with the gentleman before you, to clean up your diet a little bit.
Actually, my diet is very good. It actually is. So I would like to hear what they think, how I should clean it up. Okay,
fruits, vegetables, well, it could be I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I do eat a lot of fruits and vegetables, like way over, like 90%. And I'm not vegetarian yet, but I don't eat a whole lot of meat. And I don't smoke. My drinking is limited to maybe a glass of wine every 2 weeks. And my big sin is that I like a cup of coffee. It's only like one every day or like a couple of times a week.
Well, it could be then that the angels are just saying, continue what you're doing because it's working. If you're already doing, you can ask the angels, is there anything more that I need?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe going organic or I really don't know. I do know that there's something that's surrounding your food intake. So it could be that they're saying, great job, keep doing it, or why don't you tweak this a little bit over here? So
I actually tweak my diet a lot, and I have been trying to figure out what's the best diet for me, and I haven't figured it out. I know. So I'm sorry. Maybe they're telling me to continue looking for the solution.
Well, yeah, you already know that. If your body is telling you something's not right, then the angels are saying, and you had just mentioned earlier, I'm not a vegetarian yet.
Yeah.
So, I
tried going vegetarian a couple of times, and it's like it didn't suit me well, so I do keep some meat in my diet.
Okay. That's cool. But it could be that what the angels are saying is continue looking, continue tweaking, continue searching, because you're pretty sensitive when it comes to your food. So they want you to continue to modify it.
Yeah.
Because that will also go along with your having more positive thoughts. So there's a direct correlation between what you're ingesting food-wise and what your brain ingests in the form of thoughts.
I have thought that, and I thought we may contribute to some depression on my part. So maybe that's the tie-in.
Okay. And
okay.
What you could also do is they're also asking you to visualize success. I know when some people get depressed, it's difficult to envision anything, the thing that you want the most happening.
Yeah.
Or the, so envision, it's kind of a two-step process to write it down, to write it down exactly what you want. Again, even if you don't think you can get it, write down exactly what you want. And hold it up to God, whether you put it in a special box or whether you light it to, as your prayers continue going up to heaven, but visualize success while you do it. And you can also do that with, visualize the perfect meal for you. Just ask God what is the perfect meal, and then just whatever thoughts or impressions you have, just go with that.
Okay.
Because you're a very sensitive lady, and you need to honor your sensitivity. And some people can get by with eating or thinking in certain ways, but you can't.
Okay.
All righty.
Thank you.
All right.
I will remember that. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Have a blessed evening. Thank you so much.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now.
Hey, Dr. Connie, it's Mark. Can you go ahead and pull a card from the angels for me?
I sure can. Do you have a specific question, or are we just going with what Spirit has?
Just what Spirit has.
Okay. The angels are talking to you a lot, and they're asking you to be even more aware of messages that you're getting. Because even though you know that you're clairvoyant and that you know you're connected, there is a deeper level for you to go with that. You're very sensitive, and you're a natural born leader, and where they're guiding you is to your next step. And the way that they're doing that is through your spiritual abilities and your ability to hear and then follow through with what they say. There's things in your past that are blocking you from moving forward. So they're asking you just to be willing to forgive and willing to let go of some of the blocks that you have. Mm-hmm. And all they're asking you to do, because some of these, sometimes when we're asked to forgive, it's such a big leap for us that we don't know how we're going to jump the chasm. But what they're asking you to do is only be willing to forgive, and then they'll take the rest from there.
Okay.
So it's in two parts. One is here's the next level, listen to us, take your intuition and your clairvoyance to a whole nother level, but the way through that is forgiveness.
Mm. Excellent. Well, thank you for that.
You're very welcome.
Go ahead.
No, please go ahead.
I was going to say, can you tell everybody about your website and the new monthly special that's up there?
I can. Again, my website is drconniesays.com, and I have a special for $35. I have a how to stay single and how to maintain your mundane relationship guide. And this was given to me by the angels, and it was also given to me by my clients who come in and they tell me, you know, this is going on and I'm so unhappy here and this is what's going on here. And any time that I try to move them forward with a positive something, a lot of times it was a yeah, but, or their unwillingness to shift and do something different. So what I was guided to do was just write those down. So if you are single and you don't like it, or you're in a relationship that is not going anywhere, it's possible that there's certain things that you're doing that's keeping you where you're at. So what this guide will do is give you insight in changes, or no, it'll give you insight on how to do exactly what you're doing right now to maintain what you got right now. So it's $35. I would love for you to take a peek at it and, you know, then write me an email and tell me, oh, wow, I did all these great changes, and let me tell you about my wonderful relationship. So you can go on my website and check that out. I will also invite you, when you're on my website, to sign up for my monthly newsletter. I will be having one come out in October and would love to have you be part of my website family so that we can stay connected. One last thing is that there are many of you who are experiencing a deeper psychic and connection with the spirit world, and the angels are asking you to allow that to happen and to allow yourselves to open up that spiritual gift, because it is given to you to help the earth. The earth needs you right now, and they need you to allow spirit to work through you. And that means developing the spiritual gifts that you've been given through studying, through prayer, through meditation, through finding readings, like on my website and Mark's website, and if you go on the website of other people in the Spiritual Connections family, you'll find other readings there for you that may enhance your spiritual gifts. So don't be afraid to put yourself out there.
All right. Thank you, Dr. Connie. As always, another great radio show. You can catch her on Spiritual Connections Radio every Thursday from 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you missed any part of the show, you can get it on the replay and the archives at our website, www.spiritualconnectionsradio. As always, if you do sign up for Dr. Connie's newsletter, you will get an automatic angel quick reading. It's not a phone reading. It's actually a reading that she's done from the angels that will get responded back to you once you sign up for the newsletter, and that's free with the sign up for the newsletter. And with that, I say goodnight to everybody, and you've been listening to Spiritual Connections Radio. Good night, Dr. Connie.
Good night. Good night, Mark. Thank you, everyone.